chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And I'll be reading from the NIV version. Again, the scripture reading for the morning is Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And it reads, "One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, 'Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch.' Simon answered, 'Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets.' When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, 'Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man.' For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, 'Don't be afraid. From now on you will catch men.' So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him." Thus ends the reading of the word.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody glad to be in 09? How many people had some victories in 08? How many people had some struggles in 08? How many people can say never would have made it without you? No, I'm not going to sing that, but never would have made it without him. Year of victories, a year of struggles. Amen. I think it's a good time to tell him that I recognize that I need him deeply. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray this prayer with me in your heart. Hallelujah. Play from WaveLab if it doesn't start right. Hallelujah. Hit the output out here.
Every ocean needs a stream.
need you like every morning needs the sun to shine. I need you, Lord. You are my only one. Oh, yes. Here is my heart. I give it, Lord, to thee. Here is my life. Lord, I lay it before thee. Tell me, where else could I go? Or what else could I do? If I did not know you, how deeply I need you, how deeply I need you, Lord, my Lord. How deeply I need you, how deeply I need you, my Lord. Oh, how deeply I need you, how deeply I, just tell the Lord, say how deeply I need you, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, how deeply I need you, how deeply I need you, my Lord. Like the desert needs a rain, desert needs, I need you. Like every ocean needs a stream, I need. Like every morning needs the sun to shine, I need you. Lord, you are my only one. Like the desert needs a rain, like every ocean needs a stream, I need you. Like every morning needs the sun to shine, yes. Oh, you are my only one. Like the desert needs the rain, I need you, I need you. Like every ocean needs a stream, every morning needs the sun to shine, yeah, Lord. Like the desert needs the rain, yeah. I declare I need you. Like every ocean needs water from the stream. Like every morning needs the sun to shine, yeah. Yes, I need you. Can't make it without you, Lord. Yes, I need you. I need you in my life, Lord. Every step that I take, Lord, I need you. Can't make it without you. Lord, I lose my way when I try without you. Yeah. Lord, I need. Lord, I need you. Yes, I need you. Every way, every day, Lord, I need you. Every way, every day, Lord, I need you. Every way, every day, Lord, I need you. In every way, every day, Lord, I need you. I need you.
it without you. Can't make it without you. I'm passing you. I can do nothing. Lord, I need you. Yes, I need you. More than the air I breathe, I need you. More than the water from the stream, I need you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my life. Turning me around. Hallelujah. Yes, I need you. Yes, I need you. Can't make it without you. You're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, my Savior. My Redeemer, my Healer. You're my Provider. Yes, I need you. Apart from you, I can do nothing. But through you, I can do all things. Lord, I need you. Yes, I need you. Yes, I need you. Hallelujah. I need you.
Hallelujah. How many of you all can sing that and mean it? Lord, I need you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated in his presence. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I know I need him. Never could have made it without him. Hallelujah. Happy New Year to everybody. I have not said Happy New Year to. Hallelujah. It's just a good thing to be able to come together in the house of the Lord to worship him corporately. Amen. It's just a good thing. There are people who did not make it over into 2009, and some of them that made it over are on their laying on their backs and still can't come together. We ought to just say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we do give you praise. We do honor you. And we come in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we praise your name today because you're worthy of all praise, all glory, and all honor. Lord, we come today to just say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but we can just keep on thanking you. Every time we think about the goodness of you, we just say, thank you, Lord God. Every time we think about the fact that we have eternal life, we just say, thank you, Father. We thank you for divine health. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Father. We thank you for one another. We thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank you. We thank you for divine protection. We thank you. And today, Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God. And now, Father God, I ask that you would use your servant. Hide me behind your spirit. Speak to your people as only you can speak. Touch ears and hearts that they may hear and apply. Receive and do. And we give you praise and glory, for your word is already blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 I need you. Lord, I need you. My, my, my. Today I want to talk to you from, and I'm reading the King James Version. From the subject, launch out into the deep. Tell your neighbor, launch out into the deep. Now, I know that there are different translations. I had read several translations. Some say put out into the deep. But I like the word launch. And I like the word launch because it gives me a picture of going like, woo. Yeah. Like, you know, now, and put out is okay. I'm not saying, because either way it's going out. How many of y'all know that? But when you look at launch, when you say put out, you could say, And that was the translation that I started out with. But when I saw, well, I was looking at the King James and I said, launch out into the deep. I said, yeah, I like that word. Because it said something that it shows, gives me a picture of us going forward with some force. It shows a picture of advancing with some force. Too long we've just sat back. But we're going to launch out into the deep in 2009. I don't care about nobody else. I'm not taking no defeat sitting down. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I'm not taking defeat sitting down. It's time for us to stand up. Stand up for Jesus and stand on his word. Stand on his promises. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Am I talking loud? Well, I mean every word I said. Yo. I'm excited this morning. I am excited to be here. I am excited about what God is about to do in through this church. Amen? I'm excited about what God is about to do in your individual lives. I'm excited. I'm excited. I don't care what they say about the recession. We are not receding. Tell your neighbor, I'm not receding.
I'm advancing.
Glory to God. God is our source. Not the government. Not anybody else. No man. But God is our source. And so we're not receding. We are blessed people. We can sit in the midst of a storm and have peace. How many of y'all know that? That's what we're going to have. We're not going to be governed by the circumstances that surround us. We're not going to look at the circumstances, but we're going to keep our focus on the author and finisher of our faith. We're going to run this race with patience. Glory to God. And when I say running with patience, that don't mean we're just going to put up with it. Yo, sit there because there ain't nothing else I can do. No, we're going to be working through it. We're going to be working through it. And it doesn't matter what the devil says. He ain't got no say-so anyway. How many of y'all know he's already defeated foe? Glory to God. We don't even have to fight him. All we got to do is fight the good fight of what? Faith. He's already defeated. He don't have no weapon. He don't have no teeth. He's gumming it. He's as a roaring lion. He's not even a lion. Jesus is the Lion of Judah. And in 2009, we're going to get that thing down in our minds. You understand? We're going to renew our minds to say, I will not be defeated. Glory to God. And our scriptures today. I'm going to get down to the word, y'all. Well, it's been the word all the time. It's just been in my own paraphrasing. All right. The word says, as it came to pass, that as the people pressed upon Christ to hear the word of God, and that right there was a good thing. They got closer and closer to him because they hung on to every word. And how many of y'all know? That's what we need to do this year. We press into the word of God. We need to get closer and closer because we are hungry for the word and we want to hang on to every word that we may, and that you don't understand, you ask for understanding of it by the Holy Spirit. How many of y'all know God don't want you ignorant? He wants you to know and he will give it to you. As they got closer and closer to him, they pressed upon him. He stood by the lake of Gennesaret. And this lake was called before, it has been called Tiberias, and it's been called Galilee. It's all the same lake. So everybody heard about Galilee, right? So we can talk about Galilee. The man from Galilee, there was a lake called Galilee. And then in verse 2 it says, and saw two ships standing by the lake. Saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Now the ships were just standing by the lake, but the fishermen were not in it. They were gone out, they were washing their nets. It says, and he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him. It means, you know, he prayed, he requested that he would thrust out a little from the land. In other words, Jesus said to Simon, put it out a little from the land. He wanted it to be out just far enough where he could see the people and the people could hear him. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. How many of y'all know Jesus had a floating pulpit? He had a floating pulpit. Some of us, we can't preach unless we stand behind pulpit in the church house. I want you to understand, in 2009, your pulpit is wherever you go. Tell your neighbor, my pulpit is wherever I go. That means wherever you go, you're supposed to proclaim the good news. You need to tell somebody about Jesus. Wherever you go. Now, am I saying just cram Jesus down everybody's throat? No, I'm not saying that. If they don't want to hear it, so be it. Shake the dust off your feet and go to, how many of y'all know that God got some people that's hungry for the word? God got some people that's out there waiting to say, where can I go now? What am I going to do? I need an answer. And you got it. You have the answer. He sat down and he taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, in other words, when he was through with his message, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Now, that take a moment and think about that. He told Peter, he said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Now, how many of y'all know that nothing is a surprise to Jesus? How many of y'all know that Jesus knew that they had been out there fishing and caught nothing? That they didn't have anything. But he said, launch out into the deep. And he said, let down your nets, plural. Let down your nets for a draught. And that draught means just for catch a fish. In other words, what he was saying, let down your net. Look, you're going to have the biggest haul you ever had. Let down your net. Because how many of y'all know the fishermen that hung up their nets? How many? In 2008, some of us hung up our nets. We hung up our nets and said, shoot. It ain't working. It ain't going to work. Shucks. I just give in and give up. I'm just going to sit down. Y'all know, yeah, don't look at me like y'all all surprised. You know you did it. Some of you young people, shoot, I can't make that grade. I can't pass that test. I'm telling you, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But the Bible says that he told Peter, he says, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draw. Now, Peter answered him, and he said, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. So look, we've toiled all night long. We have worked all night and nothing happened. Peter sounded a little disappointed, didn't he? I mean, he was disappointed. They done worked hard all night. Wouldn't you be disappointed? You work hard, you going fishing. How many of y'all ever been fishing? You sit out there, sometimes you get to the heat of the day. You go out there early in the morning. I used to go out on Chesapeake Bay. And you sit out there after a while, the sun start baking biscuits. I ain't going for nothing. But the sun start baking biscuits. And you haven't caught not one little teeny perch. Not one little teeny, nothing. And when I did catch something, I caught one of the ugliest fish I've ever seen in my life. I pulled up that thing, and I'm not kidding you. He had great big poppy eyes. He looked like a toad frog, and I threw hook, line, and sinker right back into the lake. Somebody gave me some name for him, but I didn't care what his name was. I didn't want to see him again. And I didn't bother with the fishing too much anymore, because there were some strange things out there as far as I was concerned. But when you sit out all night and you got your bait and you got everything, somebody even got new hooks, new fishing rod, and you stand back and you ride a thing and you sling it out there and you sit and you catch nothing. So that's the way Peter and them were. All night long they fished, they caught nothing. And now Jesus is talking about launch out into the deep. So Simon said unto him, Master, we taught all the night. I've taken nothing. But the good part about it, he said, nevertheless. Tell your neighbor, nevertheless. See, that's what we've got to, that's what we've got to think of when troubles come, when you start thinking that, oh, it ain't gonna work and I can't do it. Nevertheless, he said, at thy word, I will let down the net. Now, in some translation, I know the Amplified says nets, but in several of them, there's a difference and what Jesus told him to do and what he said he was going to do. Jesus said, let down your nets, plural. And then Simon said, I will let down the net. Now that said something. That, and it was, I mean, he didn't mean any harm. He didn't mean any harm by saying that. But he's saying, I'll let down the net. Now, Jesus knew that they hadn't caught anything. And Peter answered in a normal way, really. Peter said, Lord, you know, we've toiled all night. In other words, there's no point in doing that. You know, he didn't come out and say that, but just this is the attitude that Peter had within himself. It was, there's no point in me doing that. You know, I know how to fish. You know, when sometimes when you get advice from people and they're telling you to do something after you fail or whatever, and you say, you don't tell them. Probably your pastor is giving you some advice. You know, out of respect, you won't tell the pastor what you really think, but it's like, no point in doing that way. But if, you know, I'm a fisherman. You not. I know where every shallow place in this lake is where the fish hang out. And I know we've done everything we can. But he said, nevertheless, at your word. In other words, Peter went on and he says, I'm going to do this. But guess what? Peter was being obedient, but he had some reservations. He was being obedient, but he had some reservations. How many of y'all know that we do that when we talk about speak the word of God over your life? We say, when sickness, when you get that bad report, what do you say? You start speaking. By his stripes, I'm healed. You start saying, Jesus bore my sickness and my diseases in his body, and by his stripes I'm healed. And you're saying that because somebody else told you to say that, but down in your spirit, you got some reservations. I hope you can do this. I'm not sure. But I'm going to say it anyway, because they say that you have what you say. So because you say you have what you say, I'm going to say it, but I got some reservations. I'm just not quite sure that this is going to work. And that's where Peter was. He said, nevertheless, at that word, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it, but I really don't think nothing's going to happen because I know I'm a good fisherman. And I've done everything that I can do, but you said do it, and you the master, and I'm going to do it. And so when he told him to let down his net, Peter said, I'm going to let down. Peter let down the net. And when Peter let down the net, there were so many fish. He got such a big haul till the net broke. He had to call for his fellow man. Let's look what here it says, that when they had done this, when he let down the net, then they had a great multitude of fishes. How many of y'all know when you do what God says do, you get blessed exceedingly, abundantly. They got more than they could even think of. And they had to call for their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that They began to sing. I mean, he got a haul, didn't he? He got a boatload. He got two boatloads. But he had let down one net. He had let down the net. Now, what that tells me that sometimes, you know, he had some reserve. But what that tells me that you got to depend on God's word unreservedly. You can't just say, okay, God, because you said, you got to believe it. Not just do it, but you've got to get it in your spirit. God said, if God said it, that settles it for me. If God said, now Peter got the blessing, but just think, if he had let down the nets, like you said, he might not would have asked, no, no, no. Don't get me wrong. It's good to share. But if he had let down the nets, he probably would have had all the fish. He wouldn't have to call no partners to come and help him because now he got fish in his boat and fish in their boat. The net wouldn't have broken. He lost some fish, y'all know. When the nets break, the fish go. So he didn't get all that God had for him to get. How many of y'all know that when we get stand before the Lord, there are going to be some gifts wrapped, still wrapped. And we wonder, what are they for? They're the ones that I had for you and you and you. But because you didn't believe my word and because you didn't walk in obedience, you didn't get all that I had for you. How many of y'all know what? How many of you want all that God has for you? Everything. I want everything that God has for me. I want you to understand that God got some good things for you in 2009. They talk about recession, but God got a blessing. I believe that you're going to see some things in 2009 that you never saw before. You're going to see some miracles, but you got to believe and you got to receive. See, yeah, but now, in 2009, there may be some disappointments. Let's get on a fantasy island here. There we're going to find there will be some disappointments. The same way that Peter was disappointed because he had toiled all night. But God knew he hadn't gotten anything. God knew you cannot give God information. He knows it. He knows where you stand. And so Peter was saying, look, I'm going to launch out into the deep. But what Peter was, he was answering in a normal way. You know, Peter was thinking in terms of X, Y, Z. You do 1, 2, 3. I'm a fisherman, and I know how to handle this thing, and I know where these fish. And he was answering in a normal way. And that's why he said, there's no point in doing that because I've already covered all the bases. How many of y'all think sometimes you've already covered all the bases? Ha, ha, ha. God's got the home run. And you may have the bases covered, but God got the home plate. And see, you thinking, I got all the bases, you know. And so what happened was, Peter was thinking in a normal way. We've got to start thinking above the normal. Look, it's the normal that keeps us crippled. It's the normal that keeps us from experiencing the power of God. It's the normal that causes us not to see miracles. It's the normal that keeps us going back over the same mess all the time. We've got to get beyond the normal, get beyond the natural, and get to the supernatural. Let God put his super on your natural. And I'm telling you that in 2009, you're going to see some things that you have never seen before. And let's not criticize Peter too much. Because have you ever had an experience that something that was very near and dear to your heart, a project for which you needed success, or a loved one whom you needed to be delivered, and you just been praying all night long, you've been tossing and turning and snotting and crying and praying and praying, and nothing seems to change. I don't know if you've been there now, but I have. All night long, you cry. All night long, you beg, oh God, deliver them, oh God. And nothing seemed to happen. So Peter, by being disappointed, it wasn't a bad thing. I mean, you worked, and, you know, Peter was disappointed about not catching fish. I mean, we're not fishermen, but we're disappointed about a lot of other things. We didn't make that grade we thought we were going to make. We didn't get that raise we thought we were going to get. We didn't get that job we thought. We didn't get that house we thought we were going to get. We didn't get that boyfriend, that girlfriend we thought we were going to get. But the point is that we are to depend on God and God alone. And there is a cure for disappointments. How many of y'all know there's a cure for disappointments? See, if you're disappointed, even some of you may have gone over into 2000, and I told y'all that we're here to leave them at the altar. Now, don't say I didn't tell you. When you were here, we got on our knees. We said we were what? Leaving our cares. We're going to cast all our cares on the Lord. But how many of you know that some of y'all took a care or two back with you? You did. Ain't no need to lie. You know you did. Because you got up the next morning and saw something, worrying about something that you had no business worrying about. Thinking about something you had no business thinking about. Because you had already cast it on God. You had already, he said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. But some of us took one or two of them. I mean, we might have come with 10. But we took one or two of them because we felt like maybe we better help God out with this one. And see, what we've got to do, if you're disappointed for whatever reason, and for whatever reason you are disappointed, don't stop. Don't sit down in the mud. He says that he'll be with us through the valley. He didn't want us to get stuck in the valley. So if you're in a valley right now, and you're looking at 2009, I don't know what I'm going to do in 2009. Look, he's going to take you through it. But you've got to keep your eyes on him. You've got to keep your focus on him. You've got to walk in obedience to him. Look, you're not going to just get it anyhow. You're not going to do what you want to do any way you want to do it. And only God can do that. We're not going to run behind this flesh and think we're going to give what God has for us. God has so much for each one of us. God has everything that he has for us is good. Tell your neighbor, everything God has for me. It's good. It's the best. All right. How many? I heard John Hagee say it's good, but you know, good is a sin when you can get the best. But God has the very best for us. So don't neglect the best when it's up to you to receive the best. And see, when you only expect the norm, when you only expect things that you can explain, you're going to stay where you are. See, some of us try to explain everything that God does. Some of us think we know, we rationalize, and we can say why God did what he did. You can say it if you see it here. If you don't see it here, don't say it. God does whatever he wants to do according to his word. He never, ever violates his word. God, don't tell me, I know the word of God said this, but you just butted yourself right out of a blessing. It's the word of God and that's it. Tell your neighbor, the word of God, settles it. And I'm in agreement. All right, that's the only way you're going to advance. That's the only way that you are going to advance, is nevertheless at your word. When that rent has to be paid, Lord, and you're looking at, you got rent, you got bills, you got this, and you got tithe. I can't, Lord, that's not your money. So if you take God's tithe to pay your bill, you just going to have another bill. See, because you need to start putting first things first. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing things, and all these things will be added to you. So when you begin to take God's tithe and do with it what you see fit, God says, what? Bring them, bring them. Come on, tell your neighbor, bring them. Bring them into the storehouse. And see, when we take God's tithe and we do what we want to do with it, we're just asking for trouble. See, but I don't care what things happen to you. I don't care. And some of us can tithe as long as it's a dollar. When we got a dollar, we got $10, we'll give a dollar. But you know, it gets a little harder to tithe when you got 5,000 or when you got 10,000. That tithe, you start looking at the tithe. Now, how much am I supposed to be giving out of this? And Satan said, you don't need to get that much money. Don't let them fool you. Well, we're not saying it. The Word of God says it. And even when it looks like, oh, that's too much money to be given to the church, you're giving it back to God. And some people say, well, I ain't giving that money to the church because I don't know what they're doing. But I don't. Look, whatever they're doing with it, God got an answer. They got an answer to him. And if they're doing anything funny with it, I can tell you that they're going to reap what they sow, whoever it is. I wouldn't want to mess with God's money. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to mess with God's money. I know that God loves me so much that he will bless me. So why would you turn around and do something evil to the one that blesses you? Why you want to take, why you want to rob him when he's blessing you? And see, when Peter was disappointed, you know, there are disappointments that's going to come in everybody's life. I don't care what kind of disappointment it is. But whenever the disappointment comes, you meet that disappointment head on with nevertheless. I know I got bills to pay, and I know, but nevertheless, at his word, I'm going to pay my tithe. Nevertheless, at his word, I'm going to give my offering. Nevertheless, at his word. Let me hear you say, nevertheless, at thy word. I don't want you to let that phrase leave your vocabulary. I want you to keep it. So when the temptation comes to hold that money in your pocket, say, nevertheless, at thy word. When the bad report comes from the doctor, if a bad report comes from the doctor, we ain't looking for no bad report. But if a bad report comes from the doctor, I want you to have that same phrase. Yes, I hear what the doctor say, but nevertheless, come on, the doctor say I'm sick.
Nevertheless.
And now I want you to finish it out. Nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
By his stripes, I am healed. That's what his word say. I know that my money look like it has run out and before the month run out, but hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, in order for you to do that and to say that, what do you have to do? You got to know it. You got to get into the Word. Make this year a year of studying. Study the Word. Study the Word. Memorize the Word. Get that Word in your spirit. Get it down in your knower. Say, I will not be defeated by the enemy's bluff because I have the Word of God and I'm depending on the Word of God without reservations. It's God's Word and God's Word alone. That's your cure, depending upon the Word of God. Whatever comes your way, it's always, nevertheless, at thy word. But there are word scriptures you find for every cure. God has a cure for every ailment that you can have. Nevertheless, at thy word. Amen? So I want you, he said, launch out into the, do what you think you can't do in the name of Jesus. If God tells you to do it, launch out into the deep. Don't have any fear. We see at the end of it, he told Peter, what? The boats look like they were going to sink. The boats, they had all this issues. They looked like they were going to sink. He said, fear not. God don't want you to fear this year. Oh, man, I am riding some stuff up in here. God don't want you to fear this year. He wants you to renew your mind in 2009. You ain't in a recession, but you got the blessing. I'm a poor down. Yes, sir. That's right, that's right. Come on, give him praise. Come on and give him praise. He's worthy to be praised. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. My. I'm telling you, y'all going home a winner today. And y'all going home soon because my time is up. And I thank you for yours. Launch out into the deep. Amen. Amen, 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 amen.